The moment I enter the Pioneer Dance Hall on this chilly Texas night, the steamy ruckus of music and 900 dancers makes my glasses fog over. I can't see a thing, but I can feel the pull. Hundreds of couples moving counterclockwise like some gyroscope, keeping this dance hall from spinning off into the universe. When my glasses finally clear, I've been transposed into a different era. Swirling pears gussied up in proper Victorian attire. A tall, gaunt rancher, red-faced, looms over his plump wife. She's radiant. She leans out from his embrace, laughing at some quip he's probably made 1,000 times. There's a lot to look at here. Dancing traffic cops keep gawking tourists like me from upsetting the orderly flow of this giddy throng.
All right, are y'all ready to dance to the Cowboy Christmas Ball song? Here we go!
Everyone's been waiting for this song, a song which defines the Cowboy Christmas Ball. It's been performed here for as long as anyone can remember. Country star Michael Martin Murphy has been singing it here for 10 years. For him, playing this dance is a spiritual experience.
It is just steeped in everything that I hold dear as a memory from growing up as a boy in Texas at Christmas time. All the old dances are here, the waltzes, the mazurkas, the Paul Jones, the Virginia Reel. The women make their own costumes and clothes. The men still wear string ties and frock coats. And when you come here, it's a family reunion of friends.
It's a reunion from the old days when Texas pioneers danced away every Christmas. In 1885, a 23-year-old traveler named Lawrence Chittenden arrived in this frontier settlement and was invited to a Christmas Eve soiree. The memory of that evening never left him, and he wrote one of the first cowboy poems ever, The Cowboy's Christmas Ball. So popular was the poem, it soon was put to music and became a cowboy folk song. Who would have guessed that one poem would have started a tradition here? It's an inspired account of that first Christmas ball held so long ago. Just listen to the words. The music was a fiddle and a lively tambourine, and a viol came imported by the stage from Abilene. The room was togged out gorgeous with mistletoe and shawls, and candles flickered frescoes around the airy walls.
Doc Hollis, down the middle, entwine the lady's chain. Varn Andrews pinned the filly's big T-diamond train. Doc Hollis was my uncle. I remember him very well.
Juanita Beasley first attended the ball as a little girl in 1936. Her daddy and uncle were at the original dance. Later, she and her husband courted there and eventually ran the dance for 30 years. She's proud of this tradition and has willingly defended it against those who at one time wanted to stop dancing in Anson.
My daughter, Joy, was a beautician. This new preacher come to town, and she was cutting his hair, and he said, "Well, I've come here to shut down the Cowboys' Christmas Ball." She just paused for a minute, and she kind of walked around and looked him in the face, and she said, "Well, now I tell you, preacher, you're going to have to tangle with my mother, because she's been going to the Cowboys' Christmas Ball ever since she was a little girl, and said, I believe she'll be the winner." So he never did contact me.
Back at the ball, I spot one of the prettiest girls on the floor. I want to ask her to dance, but first I need to make a little small talk. I learn her name is Megan, and I also find out I've got some competition.
Megan, have you danced yet?
Yes, sir.
Did you have fun?
Yes, sir, I did.
Are you going to dance some more tonight?
Yes, sir, I hope so.
Who are you going to dance with?
Maybe my grandpa.
Is he a good dancer?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. These days it is the grandpas and grandmas who are the real good dancers. Most of us from the rock and roll generation stumble through the steps, but folks here are so welcoming it doesn't seem to matter. What does matter are the young kids, Megan's age, who will keep the faith of the Cowboys' Christmas Ball alive. From the open road, I'm Hal Cannon for the Savvy Traveler.